Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text, Proverbs chapter 8, verses 11 through 12. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Hokana is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The scripture appointed for this day is recorded in Proverbs chapter 8, verses 11 through 22. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have insight. I have power. By me, kings reign and rulers issue decrees that are just. By me, princes govern and nobles, all who rule the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, along the paths of justice, bestowing a rich inheritance on those who love me and making their treasuries full. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works before his deeds of old. And this is our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Proverbs 8, verse 1. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you may desire cannot compare with her. In order to comprehend Proverbs chapter 8, there are certain elements to understand when it comes to lady wisdom. These words of wisdom are traditionally nestled into the last Sunday of the church year. And that's really important for us. Because you see it coming. If you look over my shoulder, you see symbols and signs of the coming Advent season. You see, we are on the bell lap. Our legs are tired. The pace and speed are grueling. But we are coming to the end. Now, to be clear, I'm not talking about an actual race where you don your running shoes, Nikes, or New Balance, where you do a couple of stretches and perhaps a warm-up lap, and then race around a track in competition against others and trying to improve your own time. Nor am I talking about the holiday season with Thanksgiving and Christmas, although you may be feeling anxiety as you head toward the unknown of family get-togethers around a table, songs around a tree, or worship with family during the Christmas Eve service. No, I'm talking about the end of the church year. The liturgical calendar we follow tells us that we have just a couple of days left before we have our own Happy New Year. You see it. You know this year is almost over. A couple of Sundays, the Sunday of acknowledging the end of the church year, celebrating the return of Christ in his glory. And you see Proverbs chapter 8 about wisdom. In a community, we experience the New Jerusalem, ranks of angels, fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who've fallen asleep, and those not yet born in our time. And we stand shoulder to shoulder with them in eschatological glory. And then a great flip occurs, then it starts all over again. The season of Advent, the time of anticipation and expectation, Christmas, our Christmas, the fulfilled promise of the promised Messiah, the King, Jesus born in humility in a manger. And another key element of the wisdom written here is that it is poetry, and it is somewhat foreign to our ears and understanding. We have to take these wonderful words for what they are: lyrical, poetic, vibrant, life-giving, powerful. So we're coming to the end of the church year, and here is Lady Wisdom. We're reading something that may be foreign to our ears, and yet it's lyrical, poetic, vibrant, life-giving, and powerful. And so through the Holy Spirit, we see the words of wisdom in the context of the church and our lives as well. This is a clear message where we see that God knows his people. The Lord God speaks to us in terms that we understand, and we can live out our lives in wisdom. There are three areas of the human condition that are so important in our lives, and this passage talks to them. Finance, leadership, and the rule of law. Lady Wisdom speaks to all three with a twist and a surprise. Wisdom speaks of value, the deep value it has if we listen to what it tells us. It has a chosen track record of being finer than silver and gold. Wisdom is a secret to leadership and harmony up and down the ladder of justice as well. Remember, this is about law. These all appeal to us, and God knows this. You see, our heart pulls us to areas where gold and silver come to mind. No greater heartache has occurred in pastoral ministry for me than to witness marriages destroyed over money, or crimes committed because of the need for a quick buck, or families that disintegrate when money is brought to the fore. But the Holy Spirit knows money in and of itself is not evil. We express faith in money and fine metals. So this is not a crime, and the Holy Spirit alludes to the value of wisdom in terms we understand finance. We are chasing something that is right under our noses. If you want peace within your finances and understand them, you look at Proverbs chapter 8 and what Lady Wisdom tells us. With me, says Wisdom, are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. We know silver. We know gold. We know what it can buy. And yet, through the Holy Spirit, wisdom speaks to us and says, wisdom is better than gold and silver. Oh, but wisdom speaks on more than just the passion of finance. The great Lady Wisdom gives insight into leadership. Be me in your rulership. By me, kings reign. I heard someone a long time ago argue passionately concerning various systems of government and how horrible the Christian faith is as a system of rule. He especially decried Christianity and sought to lay out rulers of the past who used the cause of Christ and the gospel to enact tyrannical and dictatorial leadership. You could probably guess that this discussion occurred some years ago when the topic of crusades was somewhat popular. I listened, and then I told him, I can name a crueler, more brutal form of rulership. That is when a king or a government uses their iron fist to establish a utopia on earth. All the promises of enlightened leadership without God and without wisdom result in a dark, dystopian, chaotic world. So here the book of Proverbs, Lady Wisdom speaks to this. By me, kings reign, and rulers issue decrees that are just. By me, princes govern, and nobles, all who rule on earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. Now, when it comes to leadership, I cannot help but think of my 31 years in the United States military. I cannot count how many books, how many journal articles, and blogs are written on leadership. Just looking at military leaders makes one's head spin, from Patton to Eisenhower, from Clausewitz to Ridgway, from MacArthur to Colin Powell. Time does not permit me to count up all the systems of leadership the military explored. We were told to read everything from Sun Tzu to how Walmart conquers its marketing. And never mind personal mentors that I wanted to emulate, or those leaders I wanted to avoid like the plague. But the Holy Spirit knows that we thirst after the perfect formulary for leadership. Leadership to inspire men and women to excellence and accomplish their mission of protecting and defending this great country. But wisdom offers more than fiscal harmony and the secrets of leadership. Rulers decree what is just. And that's what happens when a ruler submits to the wisdom of God recorded in Holy Scriptures. And yet in this short passage, there is more. God hears the cry of a fair and equitable system of law that so eludes us. It's not just the civil code of the United States, but nations, kingdoms, empires through history. Laws and decrees are established, and they fall apart and lie in ruin. In our corrupt and broken humanity, we set up codes of conduct, laws for all, equal justice, but it appears that there are tears in the seams of the fabric of law. There's loopholes. Criminals get away with it all. Victims are crushed underfoot by bloated bureaucracy. And this is nothing new. And yet, wisdom offers more than fiscal harmony and the secrets of leadership and equal justice for all. For it says in Proverbs chapter 8, I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. I counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have insight. I have power. By me kings reign, and rulers issue decrees that are just. By me princes govern. We know by our fallen sinful nature that we are not men and women of wisdom. After all, real wisdom is truly to know oneself and God. That is, we are miserable and lost sinners, and that God is merciful, not desirous of casting us away, but eager to save us by grace for Christ's sake. So the second element of the conversation concerning wisdom is that wisdom confronts us. You know, it's no longer all of us gathered like an admiration society looking at wisdom and describing its virtues of finance, government, and law, an inanimate object like a painting or a marvelous statue or anything else to behold, but something that grabs you and holds you. Wisdom speaks. Wisdom has a voice. The lady points us to the living, breathing Word of God. Wisdom tells us that what we are to do and not do and ties it to life eternal. Wisdom is rooted in the Word of God and the church established by Jesus. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 3, St. Paul writes, "For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of fullness of assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." Since the gospel centers on Christ, Luther said, all the wisdom of the world justly retires before the knowledge of Christ. For what is more wonderful than to have a thorough knowledge of Christ? Wonderful and unspeakable is the fact that the Son of God assumed a human nature and lowered himself as to be found in fashion as a man. We as redeemed children of God in Christ are to understand clearly that without Christ, wisdom is folly. Even more so, holiness and righteousness apart from Christ is sin and blasphemy against God. So we are to acknowledge that the folly of get-rich-quick schemes apart from the advice of God, leadership guidance where wisdom is absent, and justice when the goodness and mercy of God is missing. We have a world sickened by sin and dying because it's following its own path, a trail that leads to nowhere but a deepening wilderness, loss of direction, and disaster. We are called again to be repentant people, to acknowledge our sinful condition as we march to the end of the year. This is a daily activity. As repentant people, we are to look at our baptism and know where our redemption is rooted, the undeserved love of God through His Son Jesus. This suffering and death is our redemption. As the Holy Spirit is poured out not only at the baptismal font, but throughout the church, we're humbled and embrace this gift of life. Wisdom is found in God's holy word with the honest and true and only form of salvation. So as you journey through the conclusion of the liturgical season and await Advent, see the beauty and wonderment of wisdom as you wind down the church year. As you journey through the calendar with all its blessings and challenges, consider the Apostle Paul as he regards wisdom herself from Romans chapter 16, verse 25. Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith. To the only wise God be glory forevermore through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Paul Rockroar, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.